It should be a great show tonight with a great big world. It's 8:46. Mike and Casey in the morning. Casey will be back tomorrow from the Bahamas. And Rick Springfield's new album is called Rocket Science. Hey, Rick. Sorry that Casey isn't here, but she's enjoying a Sandals vacay in the Bahamas.
Hey, we're going to the Bahamas in November. We're going to have a five-day fan event at the Atlantis in the Bahamas.
Oh, good for you. Well, she's having a great time at the Royal Bahamian Resort in the Bahamas, and that's a great place to go, right?
Yeah. It's the first time we've been to the Atlantis, but we have a fan event every year where we spend 5 days, you know, just partying and playing songs, and we have musical guests and actor friends come down, and this year we're doing it at the Atlantis, which is insane. It looks so great. I can't wait.
Yeah, I was there briefly when I was there a few years ago. You got to go down that giant slide, right, that you see in the commercials?
Yeah. I do all that stuff. Go swimming with sharks, whatever.
And your new CD, I was just listening to it. Is this something that took a lot of time, or did it just flow very quickly from your mind to your guitar and your instruments onto the record?
Yeah, it went pretty fast, actually. We're writing and recording a lot faster than I have my own studio, and my road band plays on it, so we know each other real well. So it went pretty fast. Probably took about a month to do it, but a couple of months writing and then a month recording.
So this is called Rocket Science. What's behind that name?
Because it isn't. Basically, you know, we always think the new record is going to be a cure for cancer, and it's just a bunch of songs, but it's actually debuted higher than any record I've ever had since 1985, so I think we're doing something right, and the songs are great, and it gave us, you know, I always like a bit of humor on the cover of my album, so it gave us a chance to have kind of some fun with a couple of kids and a monkey on the cover of the album. And the songs are, it's such a rock pop album, but it does have kind of country elements to it. I've been listening to a lot of country lately, and I wrote one song with called Down with Jay DeMarcus from Rascal Flatts. It talks about love and sex and what's going on in the world, and a song called Pay It Forward. It's probably the most positive record I've ever made. I thought it was time to stop moaning. Since my last record was called Songs for the End of the World, there was really only one place to go but up.
Yeah, right. So you've pulled yourself out of the abyss, huh?
Yes, I have. I actually wrote liner notes on this one for the first time, I think, forever. I used to love liner notes on albums. You know, it'd be as much fun reading them as listening to the album. So I did some tongue-in-cheek liner notes on this one.
It's called Rocket Science, Rick Springfield. So when are you coming back to the Westchester, New York area?
I would think this summer for sure. We're hooking up with a couple of people for a summer tour, and I'm still working that out now, but yeah, you know, Westchester's always a big one for me.
Well, Rick, it's always good to talk to you. I know Casey is going to be kicking herself that she wasn't here to say hi, because she's done many of those Q&As with you on stage.
Yeah, for the solo thing. Yeah, I'm sure she's having a pretty good time in the Bahamas, so I wouldn't worry too much about it.
Okay. Yeah, I guess that's true. Oh, this is such a great song. From 35 years ago, here's Rick Springfield on WHUD. Jesse is a friend.